Experts at the summit say deaths from heroin overdoses tripled from 2011 to 2012. Users cut across all demographics because the cost of heroin has plunged in recent years. Dr. Stephen Evans says Lorain County, where he's the coroner, is a microcosm of what's happening throughout the state.
We had this huge population that was addicted to prescription medicines. As those are being pulled off the street, the dealers are putting heroin on the street. It's easier to get, it's freely available, and it's quite reasonably priced.
The drug is coming in from Mexico and also Afghanistan, where production resumed after the fall of the Taliban. The pipeline of heroin to the U.S. has even caused problems for Russia, formerly a big customer for Afghanistan, and Russian chemists are now cooking up a substitute called Crocodile.
They're taking codeine and putting it through processes, including using gasoline and other things, to bastardize the chemical and use it like heroin. Unfortunately, it's much more addicting and much more damaging, and that's where you see these terrible pictures of people with their arms falling off after they inject this stuff.
Evans says Ohio's heroin problem is 10 times worse than its meth problem.
Southern Ohio was the biggest area, and some of that is because West Virginia and Kentucky are the number one and number three states for drug overdoses in the entire United States, and so that was filtering into Southern Ohio. Unfortunately, we caught up.
And eventually filtering throughout the state. Ohio ranks 12th for overdose deaths. Evans says education on the dangers of drug abuse of all kinds is needed to stem the problem over time. But for immediate results, he's led the push for police officers to carry Narcan. That's a brand name for a drug which, when squirted in the nostrils, can counter overdoses. Evans says it's safer than aspirin, and he'd like to see it offered over the counter.
It's a completely benign medication. If we gave it to every person, it'd be like squirting their nose with saline. There's nothing in it. It has only one function in life, and that is to reverse a narcotic overdose. Otherwise, if you get somebody who doesn't have narcotics on board, it's not going to affect them one bit.
Each Narcan kit costs about $25, and Evans hopes the kits can be as ubiquitous as defibrillators in the future. Starting last month, state legislation kicked in to allow Lorain County law enforcement to carry the kits as part of a pilot program. Since then, 12 of 13 overdose lives were saved, with the victims sitting up and talking in a matter of minutes. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Kabir Bhatia.